Hey everyone, it's Angel Barber back again with another episode. You're tuned in to Prayer Angel Podcast. So this week has been a trying week, like all of them. But, you know, me being an essential worker, I have to report to work every day. And it's been a little tough, you know, with everything that's going on. Trying to remain safe with my family has been my biggest concern. Trying to wear my mask. And if I forget to wear my mask, oh no. You know, just praying, just trying to say my words, stay focused. But I just want you guys to know that I've been trying to focus on my podcast because I know that God has a greater plan and a purpose for me, and it's what he has for all of us, to tell people about Jesus if you're a Christian. So I know working in my current job is not the end all be all, so I'm trying to stay focused there and just seek God, you know, for guidance, because a lot of things a place in my mind, you know, why am I working there? You know, right now I think it's 300 employees that have been affected. I'm still going, still praying with my coworkers, praying. And, you know, we work so people can stay at home. I work in a jail facility. And it's like a little town inside of a town. So they have their own numbers of staff and employees that are infected. So I think right now it's like 300 staff and like 260 inmates. So that can get concerning and very alarming. But I have to stay focused on the word and what the word says. So we can't have fear. We have to stay focused. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a patience, love, and a sound mind. And during this time, we really have to dwell on God's word, no matter what the circumstances is. So we just need to learn how to be bold for the Lord. We need to attack every situation with a boldness. I was reading Hebrews 4, verse 14, and I love the subtitles of the NLT. It says, Christ is our high priest. Amen. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen. So we need to go get on our knees and start praying boldly. You know, our prayer should be bold. We shouldn't sound like I did in the beginning. We should push and believe, you know, with prayer and coming to the Lord, that he's going to help us defeat this mountain, which is COVID-19. Amen. This is a mountain that we're faced with. So we just have to pray, get on our knees, and come boldly. Let's pray, guys. Prayer should go something similar like this. Just your tone and letting the devil know that you're not playing. Oh, Lord, we come to you right now, Heavenly Father, and we put any worries right before you, Lord God. We ask you to take care of it in the name of Jesus. We will not fear during this pandemic, Lord God. We know that you are taking care of us, Lord God. You are healing our bodies, Lord God. You are healing our parents' bodies, Lord God. Restoring our souls and our minds, Lord God. We will not walk in fear. We thank you for the grace that you have given us, Lord God. So we will not have a spirit of fear. We do not have a spirit of fear. We thank you right now that the spirit of fear does not reside in us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for all the first responders, Lord God, all the essential workers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to give them the spirit of peace, Lord God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it guard their hearts and mind, Lord God. So when their families and their friends and their loved ones ask them, are you scared? Can't you catch that stuff at work? They will stand boldly on the word of God and what God has said. He will take care of me. God is watching over me. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. It guards their hearts and mind. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the hair care, healthcare workers, Lord God. We lift up the grocery workers, Lord God. We lift up police, ambulance, the jail staff, Lord God. We lift up sanitation. Anybody that's cleaning the areas, Lord God, that we are not touching. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now that you are putting healing over this earth. Healing over every area of our bodies, Lord God. Healing. Healing to the ones that have COVID-19. Healing to the ones that are asymptomatic. Healing, Lord God. We just thank you right now. We will stand firm. We will stand firmly on the word of God. And we know that you are our healer. And we will come out of this thing on top. Lord God, we just thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory during this time. We're not going to ask you why is this happening. We will not question, Lord. We will just thank you and praise you during this time, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. And we just honor your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we just have to pray boldly. We got to come to the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts. Look up different scriptures that will help you be more bold about the Lord. I was reading in Acts when I put in boldness. Acts 4 and 29. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Because right now people need to hear about Jesus. What's another fear thrown up in the world? Just another fear. Everybody's talking about how they're scared, how their anxiety is to the roof. We need to come to our friends and our loved ones with word, with peace. What does God say about peace? Philippians 4 and 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. All he has done. We have to thank him for all he has done. Thank you, Lord, for providing food on our table. Thank you, Lord, for our rent being paid. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing us, continuing to provide for us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now. And the last one, I was saying thank you for the toilet paper. Thank you for the sanitizer. Thank you, Lord, for the Clorox wipes, Lord God. We just have to just continue to be thankful during this time. Philippians 4 and 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, when this pandemic first started happening and they put in a stay-at-home order, I was like, I want to stay at home with my family. I have a 1-year-old. I want to be at home. I don't want to work no more, you know. But God has put us all in position. Amen. We are right where we need to be. We have work to do. God will take care of us. God will provide. God will keep us safe. And I had to remember that. And I just started praying, and God gave me so much peace. God said that he was going to protect me, and I had to believe that no matter if I forget my mask one day, no matter what the circumstances may be, God said that he's going to protect me, and I believe that. 1 Peter 5 and 7, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Thank you, Lord, for caring about me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I know you care about me. I know you love me. And I care about you, Lord, and I love you. So I'm going to give you all my cares and all my worries. Man, a friend like no other. You know, you can call your friend, tell them all your cares and all your worries. They got their own life. They be like, yeah, girl, this and that, but it's no friend like Christ Jesus. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, yeah. So you got to call Jesus up. You got to pray with him. Talk to him. Let him know everything that's going on. Every fear, every worry, every bit of anxiety that you're feeling. Give it to the Lord. Because he cares about you. John 16 and 33. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart because I have overcome the world. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He has overcome the world. We have to just trust and believe God. We're going to go through hardships and sorrows and trials. Just because we become a Christian doesn't mean we won't experience any sadness. But we have to trust in the Lord always. Isaiah 26 and 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. All whose thoughts are fixed on you. We want perfect peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 14 and 26. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. That little voice, like the Holy Spirit, plays a major role. We have to thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. And accept that gift that God gives us, the Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. We have to make sure we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. That's where our wisdom comes from. Guidance as well. Like, we are geared up. God has us with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let's see, John 14 and 27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Amen. We can't live in our flesh. Our flesh wants to be troubled. Our flesh wants to be afraid. And these are natural feelings, but we have to rely on what the word was left to us and says. We don't have to have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. For power, love, and a sound mind. We just thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for helping us get through this pandemic. I know a lot of stores are getting ready to open up in different states. And I know everybody's in a rush to get back to normal. But we just have to use wisdom, common sense during this time. Take your time. Protect yourself. I've been out here working. I hate to even go out. You know, I come home, leave my shoes at the front door, hurry up, take my clothes off, run in, take a shower. You know, I've been exposed to so much dirt and grime and diseases. So y'all be careful, everybody. Be careful. I know 25% capacity is still not full, but asymptomatic is real. People walking around and don't even know they got it. So we just want to protect ourselves, protect our families, stay strong, continue to read our word, and just remember that God's going to take care of us. He has the final say. And although our normal may not be the same, we will still get to enjoy this life. So until next time, y'all be blessed. Take care of yourself. Leave me some messages and share this podcast. I really like when y'all do that. Tag me in it. All right. Love you guys. Bye.